There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Mac Wilds.
Yours, Flower. You know I'm here in a place to be.
Oh, man. And Mouse is still on the road. He is on the road right now.
He's
probably in your town.
He might be in Mexico or something. He was
low-key.
He got low his key. Passport. You know he don't know how to act.
Since he got his passport, that nigga has been outside.
Shout out to all the things probation. All the things he said he wouldn't do, he's doing. He's my man swimming and trying new foods. You know, he was a soda and nuggets kind of guy for a long time.
That is very true.
Now he don't eat
chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah, now he don't eat this and don't eat that. Like I'm sick of him. But
oh yeah, it gotta be salmon. It gotta be salmon now.
My vegetables need to be cleaned in a special. Get out of here. Bro,
yeah, he's gluten free. I need gluten free.
Yeah, we needed a gluten free episode, so that's why he's not here today. So, you know what time it is. It's us two today. Y'all stuck with y'all favorites.
Yeah, man, we back. And you guys know what this is. If you guys are listening on whatever you listen to your podcasts on, please make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. If this is Apple Podcast, please give us 5 stars and leave a comment, like something fly, something funny. We appreciate the funny comments.
Something nice.
Shoot, but if you want to curse us out, but make sure it's 5 stars.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what you're saying in the comment. I'd appreciate you being honest. So if you really just don't like us, you can say that. But 5 stars, we need that.
Please.
Everything else is just, you know, say what you got to say. But 5 stars, please. Yeah. We accept that in every form of payment. EBT 5 stars. Checks, cash.
EBT 5 stars.
We take all the stars. We do it up. But before we get into it, I definitely have something I want to touch on. It goes by the name of Patreon. By the time you hear this episode, there will be new tiers up. There will be bonus episodes up. There'll be a lot of new materials coming out every month from us, whether it be bonus content or just other things that you guys ask for. That will be there as of right now. You can go and we're on TikTok now. Sheesh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So we're TikTokers.
We're TikToking. We're slapping our hips and all of that.
So I'm telling you, by the time y'all hear this episode, it'll be TikTok. It'll be new posts on IG. There'll be new merch available. There'll be a bonus episode, at least one, if not two. All of this in the next couple of days. And on the first bonus episode, we will be talking to the person who will be helping us get everything done. So when you hear this person,
we want to let y'all know who actually is staying in the guest house.
Absolutely, and we'll tell you all the wild stories about this person too. I'm gonna make sure y'all know everything about him, like you know about us, so he feels
like you know about us.
It's like our cousin that used to just come over in the summers, and then he got in trouble, and now he's staying with us.
He's the Ray J and Moesha.
He's not Fresh Prince per se, but he gets the job done. What we need, he gets the job done for sure. So that will be on our first one of our first episodes, probably our first, maybe our second, but whatever it is, you will hear that the next time you go onto the Patreon. I had to get rid of the other person that was over there that I didn't even know that. I don't think they left a long time ago. And it's not even a person, because when I think of a person, I think of a name, and there's no name behind it because it was really us.
It was definitely us.
That will be fixed. That's what I've actually been working on for the past week or so, and it's getting done. So
it's looking good too. I can't even lie. I'm waiting for a couple pieces of this merch because
we're gonna have a lot. We got mugs and what else we gonna have? We have shirts and hats and
shirts. You know,
If you want to put us on your clothing, add us a little pizzazz. You know. We have a lot.
Stickers,
going on.
All pins, that good stickers. Stuff. We got a lot. Anything you want.
And if there's stuff that you would like to see us make or create, let us know. But also with our Patreon, I want to give you guys, the ones that put the stacks on the petro, that help us out and help me get socks, because sometimes they're mismatched and I need to get ones that match. So for those that help us do that, I want you guys to also write in and tell me, because I have three tiers right now, but I'm working on a fourth, and the fourth I want to get a little bit
crazy. We've been talking about it.
I won't say it's crazy, because that might be five, but four. I want it to be more personal with you guys, so I won't even take a lot of people for this tier that I'm creating in my head, because I want it to be more like for the core fans that you could ask me and tell me things that you want to talk about. Maybe we talk about it on a regular episode. Maybe it's a Patreon episode dedicated to what you want to hear and talk about. But something along those lines. So if you have any recommendations, of course, just hit me up on our email or DM us or whatever you need. By the next episode, you can be able to call out the person.
For anybody with any questions, thoughts, comments, make sure that you guys hit us up on our email, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com.
That's fact.
So, broski.
Yes.
How you been? By the time they hear this, you guys would have another win in the column.
Yes. Coach is back. I'm going out there tonight for our fourth game. You know, I had some add-ons. I got assigned two new players today.
We love that.
I'm pretty good. I was looking for a big man. I got one 6'9" shooter. He's good in the paint. He stunk the ball. I got another defender from Queens. We played him in the first game. Second game, we got the win.
Niggas from Queens is built different, bro.
I had to get somebody from Queens on the team. You know, it was only right. We like NBA streets on my team. If we play you and we win, we just go get your best player. Just come through, bro. You ain't got to play for them no more. So the contract went through. The deal is done. Shout out my man Vern. He is now on Team Viola. So we going out for our fourth win. But that kind of turns my head, and it has really nothing to do with necessarily the me coaching, but it has to do with things that I like, which include sports and working out and staying in shape. And, brings me to a question that I'm answering a little already, but I want to know a little bit more about you. Even though I know so much, but it's always good to ask new questions. But
facts.
When you were dating, or even when you met your wife, what were some of the things about her that had nothing to do with sex, nothing physically that turned you on about her when you saw her? Because it's really not about no one else, because that's the person you're with. So, because those other things really didn't matter. It has to be something about this person that was like, damn, It's nothing. It's yes, I'm attracted. Yes, sex is it. We know what's going to happen.
I mean, chemistry yeah, you know, fire, you, like, you expect, especially as men, right? I think I was just mad funny. I was just watching this preacher preaching, and he was talking about that, you know, men, we look, you know, us looking at women, we're sexually attracted to women, et cetera, et cetera. But to answer your question, what are some things that, especially with my wife, that attract me to her that aren't necessarily sexual, right? It's not overtly sexual. It's mm-hmm. not something that, it's not like, you know, naked pictures or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nothing to do with looks at all.
It's there's a bunch of things. I think I can start when we were younger. Christina has this thing where she could always, I don't know how, but she can always talk to somebody now, or like just she knows how to spark a conversation with somebody. It doesn't matter if she's ever met the person or not. And I think that's partly because, you know, a lot of people don't know, but I'm like an introverted extrovert. So I'm very much to myself, but I've learned from people like Christina how to engage or how to kind of step outside of myself, et cetera, et cetera. The only people that really know me for me, like how I am, et cetera, jokes, fucking how much the movies that I watch, how much I love anime, this, whatever. It's only my friends for real. Like, you got to be close enough to me. Otherwise, and I've heard a lot of people say this, you don't really know that much about me. And mm-hmm. it's because I don't necessarily know how to open up the same way that people like Christina does. So even today, we're at the mall. There's this lady who walks by us, and she sees Tristan and Naima and Christina, and the lady just stops and says, "Oh my God, you have a beautiful family." And, you know, I thought that was it. I turn around, I start looking at some clothes, and I turn back around, and they're having a full out conversation. And Christina is engaging with this woman like she's never, like she's family, like she's really like fully engaging with this woman. Smiling, the jokes, is this, is whatever. I think seeing that is always, and it may be not, it's just something I wish I had. So seeing her, it's like, damn, like it's super fucking intriguing to me. That's one. And then two, on this, literally the flip side of that is that banter. She's always, like, me and her can always, or have always been able to fucking banter, whether we love each other to death or we hate each other. Like that day, no matter what, that banter, which is good and bad, right? Because the good side is always, it's always conversations, it's always jokes, whatever. But the bad side is when it's arguments, that banter is going to piss you mm-hmm. off. Because we're just going to constantly, we talking, and I'm going to talk, she going to talk, and we just going to be throwing it at each other, and it is what it is. So, yeah, I think banter is another very, very big part. And I think the last one that I'll recognize right now that I can think of is she's just very, for the people that she loves, for the people that she really, really cares about, she goes above and beyond, like even past her own means sometimes. Like, if it's something or somebody that she loves, and it's always interesting to watch, especially, like, you know, this last year, you know, she lost somebody really close to her. She lost one of her best friends, and in the same year she lost her grandmother, literally like months in between each other. And it was crazy because right after that, I lost my grandfather, and then I lost my great grandfather, and then I lost my aunt. But watching her, like, constantly kind of like put her arms around her family, keep her family together, you know, like just make sure that her family feels loved, or that, you know, her friends' family, her best friend's family constantly hears from her, that they feel loved, that they're able to talk all the time. It's extremely endearing and as fucking sensitive as I am as a Cancer, bro, that shit fucking makes me melt like a popsicle on the 4th of July. It's fucking, it's the truth, man. That's the truth. That's, I think those are some of the things for me. What about you? What are some non-sexual things that women do that can turn you on?
So one of the reasons why I asked this question was because I'm in a place in life where looking for someone to start something with. So, and I'm not necessarily putting a time on it forever. Whatever it is, whatever comes in my life, I'm looking for the next steps into making that situation better for both of us.
For sure.
So I know now at my gentle age, in my 30s, that looks...
On the third floor?
Yes, on the third floor. Shout out to the third floor. I love it here. Young guy take me to the fourth floor too fast. Slow down, please. Please slow down. I've learned that looks and all that, they can't be everything because they're not going to be, all that stuff is not forever. Yes, you can still be attracted to that person forever, but the same things you were attracted to when you first met, I'm pretty sure it won't be the same things.
They're going to shift.
So that's why I wanted to ask the question, because I feel like a lot of people, especially in this time, look a lot on looks, and they look a lot on, you know, how her body is or this and all types of stuff that, honestly, if it's fake, be better. Hope you have enough money to make it last. And if it's real, once you have a child, things shift and they change.
Things change.
It could be for the better. It could be for whatever you make it seem as far as your love goes. So I thought about it, and I was thinking about things that just I see and I'm like, God damn, like, forget how she looks. Let's throw this all out the window. If I was just to see a figure that I knew and I heard a voice and I saw them doing this, I would be like, yo, that's amazing. So one for me, it's big, especially since like after surgery and stuff, is health and exercise.
Oh, true. I'm about to say that's another one on my joint too.
Yes.
For sure.
Absolutely. So
yes.
Now knowing, and I didn't grow up with a family that everybody worked out. Like my mom didn't work out. My pops, he played sports in college, but by the time I met the nigga, he played ball a little bit. But it's like I've seen people who work out and I've seen how their mental is, and then I've seen the opposite of to me, the importance of working out is very important, but also it's the importance of like wanting, having goals and something of such hard goals as your body, which is one of the hardest
goals. And just
a
discipline.
Yeah.
Literally the discipline of getting the fuck up
absolutely.
And going to the gym.
Absolutely.
That is a bitch, bro.
Absolutely.
There's days I be sitting in front of the gym, just sitting in the car like, all right. It's time to get up and get it started.
Bruh. And to know, I've never been in a relationship. Not saying I haven't talked to girls that worked out a lot, but I've never been in like a relationship where it was like, yo, we going to the gym. I worked out. What's up? Like, yo, let's go do this together. Like, I've never dated someone who was like that. And maybe earlier in my relationships, my workout consists of just like playing basketball. So it was like, maybe there was nowhere for her to fit in that world. But just to bring up activities that make us work out is like, or have some type of, you know, motor skill, whatever it is.
Hold on. I have a question. Have you ever dated a baller? Like, have you ever dated a girl hooper?
No, and that's my dream. That is really like my dream, for a girl that hoops. You're not saying you had to be in the WNBA. That'd be, because there's something I'm looking at. They shout out to the WNBA. I really watch WNBA. Not just because
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Not just because I bet on them.
I started watching two on some like, yo. At first it was on some like, I want to watch because there's a, I know I want to go sit courtside at a game one time, but then they actually caught me. I was like,
they're nice.
Balling out.
They're balling. So it's like I'm watching the playoffs now. The finals is on. Liberty down 2-0, but I hope they at least make it a series. The Aces are nice.
Yeah.
Wilson is OD. That team is crazy. Gray as well. I'm really, I'm telling y'all, I really watch this shit. But I've never dated a basketball player, like a girl that hoops. I would love to, especially if she really played competitive. Oh my God. It's really like loving basketball, but we not trying to get to the league no more. It's like we have real lives, yeah, but let's exactly, just try to exactly. do this shit. Like that is so yeah. fire. So that's why that's like high on my list importance. Another one, shout out to one of our neighbors, of course, my man Tahoe. I was listening to his podcast and he was talking about stuff, not necessarily saying it was the same topic, but I'm going to give his like a great answer. He said, one thing for me that's like will set you apart is if I know that you can cook. It has nothing to do. He broke it down in a way that I probably could never break it down before. And I don't know why, but he's older than me. He's the wise. He's the elders. Like, yeah, you know, the
come
elders.
On, come on. That's Uncle Tahoe, that's, bro.
Yeah, don't ever get it. My fault. Nah, he gonna be tight. He's tight. He but he was saying like I love a woman that knows how to cook. And people are gonna go crazy. Oh, why do you think these gender roles? And I was like, nah, I didn't say she had to cook for me. I just said she has to know how to cook. If you tell me at your age of whatever, 30s, even 20s, I don't, if I'm talking to you, if I have the knowledge in my mind, like, yo, I can take you seriously, whatever age that is, and I'm talking to you, and you tell me you don't cook or you can't cook and all this stuff, I have to think to myself about your responsibilities and how have you taken care yeah. of yourself. It's not even about you yeah. coming home to you cooking a dinner for me. It's about have you tried? So that means you can't. First of all, there's so much, like Tahoe, my man said, there's recipes. Like you could literally throw it on a table. Like I said, you don't have to cook for me, but can you cook for yourself?
But can you cook? Like it could. I think that is another part that is like.
And I do. I do. I can about, cook. I can
oh,
cook.
I'm about to say.
I do
listen,
cook.
Listen,
I come yeah. from a. I come from a family of chefs and restaurants.
A chef family.
So it's like, yeah. yes, I can, and I'm not mad, and I'm not saying I'm gonna cook all the time or I'm always cooking because I'm not, but I can. I know how to survive on my own, and it's not just on TV dinners. So, I'm not saying I'm expecting something from my partner that I can't do. I'm just saying, can you do that? Those small necessities for yourself in 2023? Because that means you could take care of things. You could take care of a household. Mm-hmm. You could take care of other people. And that just lets me know what's going on, what your priorities are. So that
you become less of a liability and more of an asset.
Absolutely. Because it's like, yo, she good. Like, all right, mm-hmm. I can cook for her. She cooked? Oh, you made me some. That's dope. Appreciate you. But as long as you was good, I'm good. So that's two. A third thing that is in a non-sexual, like that turns me on about a woman, that has nothing to do with looks. Those two are so crazy important to me that the third is just like, but
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I love someone that challenges me in a way that I learn. They ask me okay. questions that don't normally get asked. They bring things out of me that I don't know, but it's like they're searching for to understand me. And by searching to understand me, they're doing things that take me out of my comfort zone, but don't violate me. They don't, the things they ask
yeah,
don't violate.
Don't, yeah,
yeah,
no,
the
don't,
things
don't,
they
don't
ask,
violate.
But the things they ask don't violate me, but it's just, it's the way that you say it and the way that you could talk to me. If you could talk to me in a manner that it's like, damn, you're motivated. It's like it's crazy. So that also attaches to just like a motivational woman doing her thing, whatever that is. Not saying it has to be financially, just a woman that's happy in her skin and happy moving through traffic. And when I see that, like, you know, when that joint walks in, it's like, oh, she's I don't know what she do. I don't know where she from. I don't know what her name, but she's not here to play. She walked in the room and the room is looking at her asking the same questions I am. And that just brings a certain part out of me. It's just like, all right, if you want that, you know what you got to do. You got to step up. You got to search in yourself and find that person that ain't there yet, or that is there, that just got and needs that person to bring it out. So those characteristics of just like that aura of knowing how to bring the best out of somebody. It doesn't have to do with anything about how they look, but it's how they communicate. So those are major things for me at this tender age.
When I tell you communication is probably one of the biggest pinnacles of this shit, man. And I feel like there's a lot of shit going on, shit even in the world right now, that is fucked up due to bad communication that can be solved just with a decent conversation. Well, I mean, it's not all things. Like, I don't think the stuff going on in the Middle East is going to be dealt with a decent conversation. Nigga, that's some other shit. But we're not here for that. What I'm saying is, I think communication is the key to all of this shit. So I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
With these things, and I think you spoke to it a little bit, but I want you to speak to it a little more. With these things, right? And I guess at this young, tender age that you are right now, is there one that you would want, that you would take to be more prominent versus looks? Like, if you met a shorty and she wasn't necessarily exactly what you like, but she was top hooper, right? You giving shorty a shot?
Top hooper, but not attractive. That's no. If that was the case, I would have a hooper. I would have had a hooper by now, for sure. This question wasn't this. This question was not. It didn't take away.
Oh, look, man.
We took away looks for the question. Like, we said, look, what are things outside of?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. No, because I can't. I have to be it has to be some type of attraction.
It has to be attractive. Absolutely.
As a listener, what you're attracted to doesn't mean I'm attracted to it, and what I'm attracted to doesn't mean you're attracted to it. So your stereotypical, beautiful woman might not be mine, and mine might not be yours. So
true.
You
know, they just said I forget my man's name from Bridgerton. I think I just read this shit online. They said my black dude from Bridgerton, the dude who was playing the prince. They said due to, like, I guess the symmetry and like the golden ratio and all of this stuff of his face, that he would be considered the most beautiful person on earth right now.
Man, look.
But it goes to your point.
Exactly.
Now I know some of our women listeners right now are going to be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, he is. But you know,
Yeah, y'all got y'all opinion. It's cool.
Y'all got y'all
say,
opinion.
I can say I look the best in the world. Do I think that?
You know?
Nah, I don't. But at the end of the day, I can be. You know what I'm saying? I see my potential.
There we go.
I see the potential in me.
There we go.
But no, I don't. I have to be attracted to you. And I think that's been, I mean, as finding everything that you want, obviously, is very difficult. I'm happy for the ones that did. But
it is.
I still, of course, I still have to be attracted. So yeah, there's no. I'm not gonna give y'all a whole bunch of words that don't mean no some bullshit. Like, yes, I have to be attracted to you to want to love and basketball your ass.
So knowing that, right, with the idea of, I was just looking at everything with the SAG-AFTRA joint. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we are still on strike. We are still on strike.
They're striking. Well, we talked about this last time.
Yeah, we talked about this last time.
Y'all was behind in the journey.
Yeah, we were still on the table. We were still at the table. Everything was all good and gravy, but apparently something happened in the last few days where the CEOs from AMPTP were on some like, nah, we good, and walked away from the table. So now we are still on strike, ladies and gentlemen. The strike continues.
But that's still, it's just, so, it's still actors, not writers. Writers
it's just
is
the
over.
Actors. The writers are back. Writers are back. Writers are back to work.
So, so by the time y'all back, y'all have some scripts.
Yes, exactly. Lord willing.
Absolutely.
But my thing is, with this idea, with this mindset, I think the reason why is because you go to the table for a negotiation, you're not expecting to get every part of what you are, what you're looking for, right? This is what I want. This is what you want. How
do we negotiate the main parts, though? You got to negotiate the ones that you really want.
What is something that you're, what is some of the things that you're looking for in the non-physical sense that you're willing to concede to find that person that you think that you can build up to, you know, that you could
physically, what am I willing to give up? Or
no, not physically.
We're taking physical out. So the ones that I just said.
I'm about to say, she's fine. Out of the joints that you just said, or one that you don't have, that you didn't say,
that I'm willing to
concede and be on some, like, you know what, you don't gotta have that.
Like, for me, you don't have to know how to cook, but you have to try. Or if I'm like, yo, let's attempt.
Is everything.
I don't know if that counts as kind of like me kind of tiptoeing over the question, but that's something I could be like, all right, I'm cool with it, but let's try together. Let's go take a class. Boom, 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 whatever. All right, but there you go. I know y'all going to fry me up like, oh, that's not, nah. Okay, so something else that I'm willing to give up. She ain't had to go to college. I don't give no fuck.
Okay.
You ain't had to go to college. You ain't had to go to college. Now. Do you have to be educated? Yes. I'm not taking a dummy. I'm not taking somebody that doesn't know their left and right.
You have to be intelligent. You don't have to be fucking
listen,
a Rhodes Scholar.
College, yeah, you don't got to be a Rhodes Scholar. Just know your necessities. Count states. Don't make me look crazy. And if you don't know, tell me you don't know.
Don't say.
Don't act don't like say. You know. Okay?
Yeah.
So college, that can, worst, yeah, bro. Yeah. Don't act like, don't try to argue me down for some shit that you really don't know. You talking about Steph Curry, a quarterback. I don't really want to argue with you about some shit that I know is incorrect. It's not even a thought in my mind. It's just put your head on your shoulder, sit down, and we're going to watch a doc on my son Steph. And 30, it's called, you know, 30 for 30. We're going to get it all done. But,
I didn't watch that yet. I heard it's fire.
Steph is the guy, bro. So, but, you know,
no.
There's a whole bunch. We got some stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to definitely talk about a whole bunch of stuff on the Patreon about things we watch, we don't watch, and all that stuff. But,
For sure.
Is there anything else? I mean, I'm pretty sure there's other things that I'm willing to give up. Like, you don't have to be like rich or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you got goals and we can work towards. So I think those are givens for me. I'm trying to think of something major that I'm like, you know what? I could give that up. I gotta think about that. Ah, damn.
For me, you know what my big one was? And I think the reason why I even said this is because I understand that men and women communicate differently. But my answer is communication. I know that men and women communicate differently. And the jumping into a relationship with a woman, jumping into a relationship with a man, the way that you communicate is dictated by the way you were raised. So that shows, like, that is more of a nurture thing and not a nature thing. So I think because everyone's nurtured in a different way, you're naturally going to kind of find differences in the way that you speak about things. For example, I was watching this thing about a conversation between a guy and a girl and how they can say the same exact thing, but it'll mean two different things, right? If I have an event to go to that me and Christina are going to, if I say I don't have any clothes, 9 times out of 10, that just means I don't have anything that's clean. Like, I have to wash clothes. I got to do something, right? I could, like, I have clothes, but they're in the cleaners. If Christina says, I don't have clothes, that means she wants to go buy clothes. That means I need to buy new clothes. Fair. There's nothing in here that I want. I need to go buy something. We can both say that. And literally, I'll be like, oh, so you don't have anything clean? We could just go wash the clothes. And then it turns into a fight.
Then it turns into, no, we need to go buy. That's not what I said. I said, I need new. Like, it's like, all right.
So it's literally just the idea of communication and what we're saying, how it differs between man and woman. I think that's the thing that I was willing to be like, you know what? I don't need somebody who is the best communicator. I need somebody who's willing to learn and try.
I think that goes a lot. That goes with hearing. Yeah, you hear me, but do you understand me?
Woo!
See what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
Like, I know you yes, hear what sir. I'm saying because I hear you. You see, I'm in your face. I'm telling you, and you're telling me, I got you. But do you understand what I meant by that? And that's on both sides. Did you understand what she meant by that when she said, I didn't have any clothes?
I got another one that I really like. Not the one that I'm willing to give up, but one that is it's non-physical, but it's super fucking attractive. Acknowledgement.
That shit is hard to come by.
Acknowledgement.
That shit hard to come by.
Acknowledgement. And I'm talking about in all facets, right? Acknowledgement of what you're doing and how you're moving through the world, being able to take accountability, which is a rough word for some people, but also being able to acknowledge your partner, right? See where they are, see what they're doing, like. I think a lot of people kind of look at it as, or can look at it as babying or I don't know, whatever. But everybody, I don't care who you are, wants acknowledgement. There's a lot of people who work off of not getting acknowledgement, meaning like they work so hard because they're so used to not getting acknowledgement that they use not getting acknowledgement as fuel. But even that shit is unhealthy. Everybody yearns just to be appreciated and understood for what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're moving, where they are in the world. So I think that's something that is like of the utmost attractiveness to me. Being able to, my significant other being able to step out of herself or step outside of her ego and be like, damn, nigga, you doing your thing. Or, damn, nigga, I understand where you are. Or, damn, baby, I fucked up. I did that. Like, I fucked that up. That's
fire.
I'm
going to throw you on the bed and bust your ass. I'm like, you know what? Bring that ass over here. Appreciate you. And you know you're going to be like, I ain't even need to hear all that. But, damn, I got you, girl.
It's real.
Sit that thing on his forehead.
It's real. That's real, man.
I mean, I feel like as you get older and you start understanding what means more to you or what means less, everything, of course, shifts as bills start to happen and you start to look at more things than just a dollar. And you know, they'd be like, more money, more problems and all that stuff. Yeah, I hear you. It's really more money, different problems. So that's not what I'm really.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody's going to have issues whether you have money or not, but your issues are a little different. So, of course, that changes when thinking about a person that you want to be with for the rest of your life. Do you have to maintain someone's lifestyle? Can they adapt to your lifestyle? Can sometimes during the year, or it might be a bad year where y'all have to not get as much, will she be understanding? Will you understand if what she brought to the table, she can't bring anymore? There's so many things that as an adult.
Hey, Rico, you preaching right now. I'm not going to lie to you. Preaching right now, baby.
But I go through these feelings because it's like, okay, every person that, I'll be honest, every person that I talk to and I have sex with from here on out, and it's been like this for years, is potentially somebody that I can be with, someone who I can have a child with, someone who I can, yep. and yep. I have to think about all that because there are no mistakes when you become an adult. It's just all lessons. And are you going to learn from it or are you not? So just being around the right energy right now is big for me. So when it comes down to thinking about what I can and what I can't sacrifice in a relationship, every thought counts and every action. And especially when nowadays, when every action always gets a reaction, you have to be very smart and very selective with who you bring around yourself and who you open up yourself to.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, man, just like you said, different levels, different devils, man. You never know. Different people bring out different things in you, man.
Absolutely.
So you got to be around somebody who brings out something in you that you enjoy or exactly. that is tolerable. You know, like, I think that's another thing. Like, you gotta see the good and the bad in somebody so that you understand what is tolerable and what
isn't. Absolutely,
absolutely. Like, what, like, can I deal with this when it's bad mm-hmm. versus just enjoying the good? Like, is the good's really, really good and the bad's really, really bad? It's like, I don't know, this isn't balancing out.
That's why they say when you get to know someone, you have to know them in every point of their life. Like, people will be with somebody when everything is great and everything is happy. And it's like, am I happy when, like, did I know you when you were down, when you were broke? Or did I know you when you were rich? Did I know you when you were happy? Did I know you were sad? Or did I just meet you when you just got paid? You just got a new job and you just got
things is lit right now.
Is lit. The checks
it's on fire.
And it's happy. You making moves. And it's like, yo, we doing it. And then things go down. That person's like, yo, you changed. It's like, no, I didn't change. I was like, things in life change, which makes me have to figure things out. I can't buy you all that all the time because I don't have it right now. And I explain that to you, or she can't give you everything. Like, I can't give you 100% every day. And that's what my partner has to know. I'm not going to be 100% the best thing all the time. Sometimes you're going to have to, it's going to be 50-50. Sometimes it's going to be 70-30. Sometimes I might only have 10% today, bro. I got 10% of energy today. Now, I damn sure do need your 90 today. But if you're not able to give me that 90 and you only got 10 too, let's talk about this 20 and see how we're going to make it to 30 tomorrow. Because if you're just going to come at me for my 10% energy, then I can't do it. I got 10. Hey, I told bro. You I got 10. What we doing? How much you got today? You got 40? All right, we got 50. We've done worse.
We've done worse.
So how we gonna make it
through it?
And that person that can do that for me is the one. And I mean, of course, to like bring it on like a funnier note, the girl that can dribble a basketball, yes, I will drop a couple of those you gotta do's for that. That is one thing that I can see me be like, you know what, baby, no, you do not have to cook. You never cooked before, ever? You don't want to? You don't want to. Like, you just don't want to try. What if I'm with you? I'm a break it down as much as I can to get you to at least try with me. But at the end of the day, if that's just not your thing, but your jump shot is OD'n, I'm cool.
So we just gonna be in the gym all day, baby.
He got gaming niggas all day on the court. We facing anybody that in late. We just doing it. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make bread, IG, whatever you gotta do. We gonna be happy. So that's one thing that I'll negotiate with. If you're a baller and I find you attractive, please, please stand up from your seat and proceed to walk to the front of the plane. We will seat you in a different section of the plane. It's above first class. You just with the pilot. You get your wings.
You get your wings.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's me.
So to put a button on this, I guess the last part of this, right? With all of this being said, is there anyone so far in your perimeter? You don't have. I mean, right now we're not gonna say names, right? But
we're definitely not saying names.
Yeah, right. Has anybody fit the bill yet? Like, has anybody?
All right, let's throw basketball out. It's never happened. Basketball has never been on a table. It's just the balls never came in my court. Like, it just hasn't happened. So that's out. I'll say yes. There are things that I've been looking for that I've found. There's still some might be early. There might be some other things that aren't negotiables that they do, but there are some things that I found that are like, oh, I like this. But not to say, like, I've found a lot of the things that I love in several people, but one might outweigh the others, or it hasn't been that. But what it has taught me is there's certain things that we've talked about in this episode that I know I need, and they're not negotiable. So it's like communication and being understanding, trying new things, not being stuck in your ways, being able to teach and at the same time learn. There's certain things that it's like, I can't be in a relationship with somebody who's like that. Like somebody who's just, everything's always about them, and they it's just certain things. It's like, nah, I'm good. Cause I've dealt with it, and it's like, I couldn't do it then. So I'm not going to do it now. So, those are things that I have to take into account. And, so when I do date and I do talk to new people, there's certain questions that I ask, but there's a point where it's like, there's certain things that I notice. And just like, I'm sure there's certain thing, the point where a woman notices things about me, and she can either deal with them or she can't. And it takes to the point where it's like, yo, I can deal with this and I can't. And I like the fact that she does that. Oh, she cooking. Are we cooking together? Are we doing? And it's fire. So it's like, there's certain things that I fuck with, and it's just a learning process. I'm not in a rush for anything. I don't have to be. There's no timeline on my life. Whatever happens is
gonna happen. You good right now. You good right now.
Yeah. So I'm still working, and I'm not even here to tell y'all I'm available. Like fully, like I'm still trying to get through childhood traumas. Like shit still going through my life. It pops up every day. Not saying I'm gonna put that on somebody, like, yo, I'm not gonna take you seriously, because I'm, but in some ways and aspects, if I feel like I can't do what I'm supposed to do as a man for my woman, then maybe I'm not ready for that shit. So
that's a fact.
That's me taking accountability. And I think that's a major thing for me now, is understanding, yes, she might be the one, but it might not be right now. So
I'd rather that is some real live grown man shit that you,
if it come back around, then it's meant to be. But I don't want you to hate me for some shit that I couldn't even control. Like I was keeping it a buck, or I should have, let's say in that situation, I should have told you what I was going through, and the fact that I didn't is gonna hurt you. So I might as well just tell you now, like, yo, look, this is what's going on in my life. I can't be doing this all the time. I can be do this all the time. And if you can understand it and you want to work with me, then do it. If you can't, then I'm totally cool with you dipping. Like, I don't want to keep nobody. I'm not holding nobody hostage. I'm just trying to live my life, wake up, be black, enjoy sweet potato pie, mac and cheese, and work out, play basketball, and gamble on a couple games. That's about it, man. I ain't asking for too much.
I gotta talk to you later, because I gotta figure out. I gotta get my parlay right, man. Dale was trying to put me on game, but
I can't really do that shit out here. I bet, but it's a different kind of bets. We'll talk about it. We need a fucking if anybody wants to be a sponsor, I love gambling. It's for me.
Let me know.
I'm with it. But yeah. I'm pretty good today. It was.
That's good, man. I'm about to say that was a good quick. You know, little. I feel like that was good
for the people, man. Especially because they can go. Especially because they can go on Patreon right now and get the bonus episode. Like, I'm really giving y'all two episodes on a Monday. So
yeah.
If you want to hear more of us today, or maybe later,
please.
Or Tuesday,
go to Patreon.com. Go to patreon.com/guysnextdoor.
Mm-hmm. We right there.
Tap in.
Yep.
Put some snaps on a petrol.
Pick a tier.
Come get another episode, y'all.
Pick a tier. Because I got some shit I want to get off my chest. So pick a tier. Any tier. Holla at you. Appreciate y'all.
Again, man, we love y'all. Make sure that wherever you're listening to this, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. If this is Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, because we need the validation. We're children. And make sure, if you have any questions, thoughts, comments, hit us up on email at guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Also, when you see this and you see us on our pages, if you guys want to join in on the conversation, please hit us up on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Show. At Guys Next Door Show. So until next week, man, we love y'all. See y'all soon. It's a good
Peace. Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.